All right, the Siyata Deshmaya will begin Hagolas Kalim. So the Parsha of Hagolas Kalim appears in two places in the Torah. We have in last week's Parsha and Parsha Tzav, in the context of Kodshim, in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Zayin. There we have the Sugya of Nosar, and that if you have the carbon chatas that is absorbed into a kli, so then in such a case, then the kli is going to become aser. The Torah Kedosha tells us in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, "Uchli cheres asher tuvushal bo yishaver, v'mikli nechoshes kushala umarek v'shuta famayim." So Chazal understand from this that a kli cheres absorbs; it'll absorb the tam of the kachim. Now keep in mind, of course, that when absorbed the tam of the kachim, it was holy. But then it becomes nosar that you need to get rid of it. So you're stuck now, kli cheres, then the halacha is yishaver. But if it's kli nechoshes ushala, so then umorak, Chazal understand, marika is, according to most opinions, marika means through hot water, and shutaf means through, then you rinse the kli afterwards. In Parshas Matos, there we have the conquest of Midian and the booty that comes along with it. So in Perek Lamed Aleph, Psukim, Chaf Aleph through Chaf Dalet. So over there, we have Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, forgot the halacha. Rashi and has a very powerful lesson from that Moshe Rabbeinu got upset. Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz has a beautiful observation. He says Moshe was supposed to be upset, but it's not that a person, that it was an onesh on Moshe that he didn't teach the halacha and was taught by Elazar HaKohen. But rather, it's a metzius that when a person's bekas, he can't teach Torah. He can't. It's not that Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake on his level. So the Torah tells us that Elazar HaKohen taught the halachos, that in regards to the booty, they had to get out the iser. And so there the Torah says, Aches hazav es hakos fes hanechoshes es barzol sabdil ves oferes, kol dovar ashiyova ba'esh taviru ve'esh v'taher, ach v'mei nida yischat v'chol asher lo yovo ba'esh taviru b'mayim. So in this pasuk, we're going to have both the topic of Tvilas Kalim, which we'll learn separately in Mirtz Hashem, as well as the topic of Agolas Kalim, that if it came through fire, then Taviru Va'esh, then you have to remove it with fire. That's the way in which you expel the Isser. So we have the parsha in regards to Kachin, in which Kachin is removed, in the, particularly in the case of Nosar, and then we have the instance of Isur. So the Gemara tells us on Daf Ayin Vav Amen Aleph and Avodah Zarah, you have in your booklet on the second page, the Gemara discusses Shvudim v'askalam melabnam ba'or, that we learned, the Mishnah has taught us, beautifully consistent with what we learned in Parshas Matos, that if you have kosher yovo be'esh, that if it was heated, if you have a spit that absorbed the Isser through fire. So the way in which you expel the Yisr is through fire as well. Okay, very nice. Vahatanya asks the Gemara, Gabi Kachim, but didn't we learn in regards to Kachim, Ashfud v'askala magilin b'chamin, that you could use hot water. So there seems to be a stira. Now, you could have argued that if you had just had the psukim, that Parshas Tzav was talking about Kachim that was boiled, and Parshas Matos was talking about Yisr that was through a barbecue. But the Tanoim did not understand it this way. The Tanoim understood that when it came to Kachim, no matter how the Kachim was absorbed into the utensil, the halacha is that one does Hagola. So the question is, how do we reconcile the two? So the Gemara gives an answer. The Gemara gets stuck in technical problems, but the Gemara's answer is one of the most important yesodos in regards to Hechsher Kalim. The Gemara... Gemara at this stage answers, and it's enough for us, la halacha, the Gemara says, differentiates between Isura Bala and Heitera Bala. The Gemara says that in Parshas Matos, there, the Midianim had used it for pork. So if they had used it for pork, so then in such case, if it's Isura Bala, then in such a case, you need to do Libun, if they made a barbecue with Isura Bala. However, la havdil of Alfei Avdalos, the Kohanim, who made a barbecue with the Kachin, so then in such a case, then that was Behetera Bala. That was actually a mitzvah. One of the fascinating paradoxes of Nosar is that you have something that was at one point Kachim, now turns into Isser. So that is, but it, when they absorbed it, it was Hetera Bala. In such a case, it was permissible. Okay, so what emerges from now that we'll have to discuss in more detail is when you have something that was absorbed through fire, then you need to do libun. It was absorbed through water of bishul, then you'll have to do bishul. And even if it was absorbed through fire, if it was absorbed through fire when it was hetera, then in such a case, all you have to do is do hagalah. And we will return bli neder to that point. Tosa, the Gemara on Ayin Hei Mabez, tells us the process and the interface between Hagolas Kelim and Tevilas Kelim. So let's take a look and see the processing of the Gemara. It says the Gemara on the bottom of Ayin Hei Mabez, 10 lines from the bottom, Tana Rabbanan, Halokeach Kli Tashmish Min Ha'akum, Dvarim Shel Nishtadish Ben Matbilin. If you buy something from a guy and he's never used it before, then you have to do Tevilas Kelim. Amir Tzashem, when we get to Tevilas Kelim, we'll go through the sources of exactly what the sources are for this, A, and for Tevilas Kelim, and B, what is the conceptual philosophical component to Tevilas Kelim. Dvarim Shein Hashtamshu Behen Al Yidei Tzon. Similarly, if a guy only used it for cold, kigon kosos, uktonios, and slochios, plates that were only used for cold, madichin, then all you have to do is wash it off. What's the word? Wash it off. Wash it off from my masho, so this sir. Umat bilan, and then you do Tevila Vehem Tahorin, and then they're Tahor. Very interesting lashon tahorim, because the Gemara also says, in regards to that which was used were hot. The Gemara goes on and says that, and if it was used for hot, so then you have to do the hechsher kalim, you have to do hagala or libun, matbilan, vehen tahorim. And then in such a case, they are tahor. Okay. Now, what happens if a person does it out of order? So says Tesis and Dibar Masl Magilan, in other words, what happens if you need to do Heksher and Tevila, because you bought it from the guy and it has absorbed Iser through heat, but you also have to do Tevilas Kelim. So what if you did the Tevila first? Says Taisus, Lav Daf Gemagdal Vachachach Yatvil, Elafil Matvil Bereisha, Dehach Tevila Eina Bishvil Tuma. So we're going to come back to this Tosos when we do Tevilas Kelim. Tosos says, don't misunderstand the Gemara. The Gemara said Tahar and said Tevila, but it has nothing to do with Tuma. Delahavi Ketov Vesheris Biyada. The Tosis knows that there's going to be a chevraman that's going to come along that's going to say that if you do the tvila while it still has blios iser, then it's going to be akin to tovel v'sheret tiyado, and you have to do it in a particular order. So it says Tosis that shita is not correct. So is that shita correct or is that shita not correct? So if one opens up in Shulchan Aruch and Yaradeya in Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph, so we have the halachos of Tvilas Kalim. Let's take a look. Let's go with Kaseder and then come back to Tosis's issue. So the Mechaber says in Kuf Chaf Aleph, Aleph Halukeach Kalim Yishonim Min Ha'akum Kederach Shenishtamish Ben Ha'akum Kachu Echsheiram. The way the guy used it, that's how you have to be Machshir. So that's consistent with the way we read the Gemara on Ayin Hei Amud Beis, that we had seen that on Amud Beis the Gemara had told us that if he used it in a barbecue, then you have to do libun. But if he only used it for kol, all you have to do is wash it off. Got to make sure that it removes any mamashes. And then afterwards, after you clean it off, then you have to be matbil. Continuing on the mechaber and beis. But if it's been used with hot, of course, no mention of cheres, because if it's cheres, then the halacha is that you can't kasher it. What if you do it out of order? Our case of Tosas, the stam day of the mechaber is mutter. Some say no. It's considered as if you're tovel v'sheretz b'yado. How do we paskin in regards to this question? We have a machlokas. We have the Rosh who actually quotes this deya. So here, there is the Pischei Tshuva says that we're choshesh l'chatchila. And that is that if the person did it out of order, then you should redo the tefillah afterwards without a bracha. Of course, we're going to discuss the halachos of birchas tefillas kelim, so we won't risk a bracha levatala, but we will be choshesh for the shita that you have to do it out of order. This is the position of the Pischei Tshuva, and Kimdumani, that is the psak. The Noda B'Yehuda has a fascinating knetch over here. Noda B'Yehuda has a geshmaka ha'ara. If you take a look on the bottom for the Dogel Mervava says as follows: Nias daiti dim einam b'nei yom l'kulei alma shari lahat bilan. So the Noda B'Yehuda says like this. He says, well, it depends if it's a ben yom or it's an einam ben yom. He says, because what was the svar of tovel v'sharetz biyado? Tovel v'sharetz biyado is that if you're tovel it and you're it still has Isser inside. So this Shita looks at it as if the Isurim are like a Sheretz. So then in such a case, it's a problem. But that's only if you have a real Sheretz. But what happens if the Blios are already Blios of Heter? They're not Blios of Itzer. It's just the Gzer Midrabanan, says the Noda B'Yehuda. In such a case, he thinks you could be Mekel. This is the Svara of the Noda B'Yehuda. So it comes out is that maybe there's a lot of room to argue that if you have an Eina Ben Yomo, so then in such a case, if you made the mistake and out of order you did the tefillah before the Hechsher, so then in such a case you might not even need to go back and do the tefillah according to Noda B'Yehuda. Interestingly, the Av Bezdin of the Eda Charedis, Rav Sternbuch Shlita, in his Tshuvas V'Hanhagos, he has an interesting, a different position than the Noda B'Yehuda, and he says as follows. It's in your booklet in Simin Tuf Mem Ches. He says he doesn't think that no one before the Noda B'Yehuda said it, and he says I don't think that that's the reason behind the halacha, the way the Noda B'Yehuda is understanding it. And if you understand it my way, there would be no difference between Eina Ben Yomo and Ben Yomo. What does Rosh Sternbuch say? Rosh Sternbuch says the problem is that you have to do tevila on a kli that's ro'ui to be a kli. In other words, could you do tevila on a utensil that has a hole in it? And then you fix the hole in the utensil. The answer is no, because it wasn't a utensil then. So says Rav Sternbuch, he thinks that the stringent position is not the pshat that there's tovel v'sheretz biyado, literally that there's iser in the walls. But rather, it's not ro'ui to be a kli suda. Because it has iser, it's not ro'ui to be a kli suda. So since it has iser in it, then in such a case, it's going to be a problem. So then he says that's not going to make a difference whether it's a ben yomo or an ain a ben yomo. Now you could ask Rav Sternbuch, which he asked himself, he already thought of this, is he said, but the halacha is you're allowed to use it for cold. So he gets involved with that question, he asked that question, ayin sham. You could take a look over there in the Tshuvas V'Hanhagos in Simin Taf Mem Ches in Chelek Alt. This is in the first Chelek, many more Chalakim since then, but this is in the first Chelek. Okay, so that's in regards to the Makar, the relationship between Hagolah and Tevila. We haven't explained at all how Tevila's Kelim works because that's not our topic for now. And now, B'siyat D'Shmaya, we're ready to jump into the fire for Libun and Hagolah. Yeah.
The Dogma Rebbe one saying that only by Eino Ben Yomo, the Ramah brings down toward in Sif Beis that in Lahagil Shub Kli calls Majdu Ben Yomo. Meaning that the only thing that we really do a go on is Eino Ben Yomo.
Right, so that's for technical. That's for technical reasons. It's a lot harder to do it right, that we're going to learn. Some of the Chevra are learning Simen Taf Nun Beis. So in Taf Nun Beis, there you see that you have much more concerns when you have a Kli Ben Yomo. But that's a technical thing.
That's the Lamaisa.
Right. So you're saying...
The Gomer of Vava, he says, well, it's only really an Eid Ben Yomo. Like, that's the only thing that we do.
Right, so your bod. So let me take. Tell me if I'm describing your question correctly. Eitan's asking like this. He's saying to say that as being the Shulchan Aruch's position, it's not mukhra from the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Beis. Because in Sif Beis, he recommends to do when it's an Eina Ben Yomo. So obviously, in Sif Aleph, he's also talking about an Eina Ben Yomo, and yet he nevertheless brings out a dissenting view.
Unless the Ramaz is disagreeing with the Mechaber, and Mechaber thinks that it is by Inyo
that,
or Inyo.
That's Yesh Lodon on that as well. You could be Yesh Lodon, or you could say the Nodim Yud is saying that in my heart of hearts, this is what I think is the Halacha. And he's not necessarily weighing in on what exactly Rabbi Yosef Karo was thinking when he wrote the Halacha. Two ways to go. Okay, good, beautiful. All right. We pointed out that there is a difference in the sugya on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, that there's a sugya, there's a difference between whether you have Nosar, which is Hetera Bala versus Isura Bala. That is absolutely necessary in understanding Hilchos Hagolas Kelim when it comes to Chametz and Pesach. There is a Mishnah Brura in Sivkot and Chavtes where he says he's going to give a small Hakdama. Now, this Hakdama, I would have thought that maybe the Mishnah Brura should have even put it in the beginning of Hilchos Hagolas Kelim. It's as you're familiar, there are times when the Mishnah Brura gives nice Hakdamas. He had it for us in Hilchos Brachos. When it comes to Shinui Makom, you need a big Hakdama. Mirtz Hashem next year, we'll have it in Hilchos Borer. He gives an important Hakdama. So here, he also has Hakdama, but he doesn't put it in the beginning of Hagolas Kelim. If I would have been the Chavetz Chaim, there's a good reason I wasn't, but if I would have been the Chavetz Chaim, I would have put it in the beginning of Tav Nunal. So Sif Katan Chav Ches, the Mishnah Brura writes as follows. Akdim Hakdama Ktsar V'Yitzarech B'Kamen Komos. Da, the Isa B'Gemara, the dafka davar iser hanivla bekli al yedei or tzarich libun. Avol dvar heter hanivla bekli al yedei haor. Af sha'acha kach nesar kigon besar kachim. So that's our Gemara that we read. Shetzlu b'shvud al gabei haor. Af shel b'sof nasa abliya b'shvud nosar. Afilu hachi hechshera shel shvud zedai behagala. So says the Mishnah Brura something very interesting, which not many explain. I will attempt to, based on great kadmonim, to try to explain this. But the Mishnah Brura just gives it to us almost as if it's halacha l'moshe misinai. That when it comes to something that is hetera bala, then the most you need to do is hagolas kelim. What does hagola mean? That you put it in hot water, and the hot water will pull out the iser of nosar, and that's all hagola is needed. However, when it came to, as the Gemara told us, when it comes to Yisura Bala, then in such a case, then you would need Libun. Okay, is that clear to everybody before we go on? This is very, very important. It's almost illogical. I will try to give it a logical Svara, but this is the basic rule. Nachamol, let me say it again, no jewel will be left behind, and you really need to have this clear. If you have something that was absorbed, even through fire, a barbecue, but it was hetera bala, then all you need to do to make the barbecue mutter is do hagala. But, and that's the case of Nosar, and that's what the Gemara taught us 15 minutes ago. But if you had isura bala, that's what we had in the pasuk, kosher yavo ba'esh, yaviru ba'esh, there, in such a case, then you, if it came in through libun, then it needs to go out libun. So, the rule kibolo kachpolto, which some of you might be familiar with, is actually a misnomer and confusing. Because if you have something that was Isura Bala, then in such a case, all you need is Agola. Okay. Now, then the Mishnah Brura then quotes. I'm sorry. Then, if it was Hetera Bala, then all you need is Agola. Thank you. If it was Hetera Bala, then all you need is Agola. Now, the Mishnah Brura then quotes a famous diun from Maseches Pesachim. And that is, how do you look at Chametz? Is Chametz Isura Bala or is it Hetera Bala? How do you look at Chametz? Then let's do it straight in the Mishnah Brura. V'nech l'kua poskin, l'in Chametz ha'bulu b'kli. Yeisham v'zeh gam kei mikre Hetera Bala. She'be'emtza ha'shana kishenivla ha'chametz b'shvud ha'yeheter. On the one hand, when you did the barbecue with Chametz, it was entirely of Heter. V'alkein sagi ba'gala. Then all you need to do is ha'gala. U'l'ditu or the Indian Pesach, die ba'agola. So then we'll come out, if you hold Chametz as a Teira Bala, all you need to do is Hagolas Kelim. No, that Gemara is not talking about Chametz that allows for Hagolas. There wasn't an identity, the Shita, the Ramban, of the Bas of Nosar at all. You could say that even though it's not of Isser, but its shame is a shame of chametz. In other words, when it comes to Nosar, Nosar is called Kachim, and then its name was changed. Chametz is chametz 365 days a year, and we could even call it that even though when you cooked entirely beheter on chametz, it's Isura Bala because of the shame chametz. Ah, okay. How do we paskin? So says the Mishnah Bura. So as an introduction to the Mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah claims that the Mechaber was of the opinion that we look at chametz as being Isura Bala. And of course, let's take a look and see the Mechaber. In Tafnun Aleph Dalet, that's where the Mishnah Berurah was giving his Akdama. Kalim shenishtamshin behem al yudeya ur, kagon shfudi v'askelos v'kiyotavim, tzrichim libun, v'alibun hu achi nitzotzos nitazim behem. So this is the psak of the Mechaber. The Mechaber comes out l'chumra and says we have to treat chametz as isura bala, and therefore we're going to need to do libun on Pesach. And this creates a lot of... If the Mechaber had been lenient, so then life would have been a lot easier for the housewives. But what comes out is not that way. That the Mechaber says that we look at it as being Isura Bala. The Ramah gives a nod to the lenient opinion, and he says, V'yesh mekilim nisnabin kolkach shekash nisraf alav mibachutz. This is what's referred to as libun kal. What the Mechaber was talking about is libun chomer. We're going to discuss in Mirtz Hashem next year a very, very big machlokis when we talk about ovens practically halacha lemaisa. But when it comes to libun chomer, there are some who say that you need 970 degrees. That's what libun chomer is. Versus others who say as long as you heat it up to the highest temperature of the oven. We will discuss that in detail. The Ramah has a much lower temperature. The Ramah says what libun kal is enough. Libun kal could be something as low as 400 degrees, in which, I'm not giving you precise numbers right now. If you need precise numbers, come back to me later. When the Ramah says that if you heat it up to the point that you heat up the kli, that on one side it would be hot, and if you put straw on the other side, the straw would ignite, then that's enough to be considered a good hechsher, which is not, it doesn't come close to the heat of a self-heating oven. That's a much lower temperature. That's libun kal. What's the Ramah doing? The Ramah is saying, not everybody requires libun chamor. But the Ramah says, v'nogin kisvar rishona, b'chol davar shedino b'libun, avol davar shedino b'hagala, but if you have some that's required hagala, it absorbed the iser through water, and you have difficulty getting the water into very narrow places, rak sheyesh bo stokim, o shemachmir labno sahi b'libun kal kazeh. If you have difficulty getting the water into certain places, and the easier thing is to put a blowtorch to it, so then it doesn't have to reach the heat of libun chamor, libun kal is going to be enough. For years, I never got a good explanation for the svara of this halacha. Why is it this way? Why does it make a difference whether it's Isura Bala or Hetera Bala? What would the intrinsic svara be? Now, Rav Ganak Shlita has a Shabbos Hagadol Drasha, which he printed in his Sefer, based on Rav Soloveitchik's Torah. There is parallels between Rav Soloveitchik's Torah and the Rambam to what I'm about to say from Rav Ozner, although Rav Soloveitchik's Torah is not within Halacha Lemaisa, it's within the Rambam, and the Rambam has an entirely different shita. You can take a look at Rav Ganak's beautiful Shtikl Torah in Gan Shoshanim, and it's more connected to Parshas Tzav. Tzav often falls out on Shabbos Hagadol as well, but I found this Svara similar to what I heard from Rav Ganak, but much more on the track of Halacha Lemaisa in Rav Ozner's Tshuvas. And I'm bothered again by a very simple question. And that is, if at the end of the day we have a rule of Kibolo Kachpolto, How in the world could we be lenient when and say, oh, since it's a terabala, now all you need hagola? And if hagola works, why is it when it's Yisura Bala that all of a sudden you need something more? What are the mechanics over here? So this bothered me for years and years and years. Again, Rabbi Ganak helped me because he put logic in it within the Rambam, but it didn't help me entirely because it didn't work halacha lemaisa in my limited understanding. Until I found this tshuva from Rav Ozner, Zatzal Chelek Beis, Simen Lamigimel, and he says a beautiful brisker lumbus. In fact, we do our Mechiras Chametz through his son, Rav Ben Zion Vosner. And I came into him and I told him excited that his father had a beautiful brisker svara that I enjoyed very, very much. We're going to actually talk about Rav Ben Zion Vosner has quite a few kulos in regards to ovens, which Amir Tzashem will get to his son, not the father. But here in Chelek Beis and Simon Lamagilin of Shevet Alevi, Rav Vosner has a beautiful lumdish svara. He says, Hagala gets out Tam HaYisur. Hagala does get out the Tam HaYisur. And therefore, if your only concern is for the Tam HaYisur, can I use this utensil again? Will it kick out chametz? Will it kick out pork? Will it kick out nosar? The answer is that once you do Hagala, it removes it. That whatever's left is going to be insignificant. However, what Libun does is Libun actually recreates the Kli. There are some Rishonim who say that the only way you can do Libun is you put the Kli back into the kiln. In other words, what you're doing is you're not only removing the amount of Iser that will kick back out into the food, but you're entirely removing any Shemetz of Iser. To the point that maybe it could very well be that you're even creating a new kli. Now, even if you're not creating a new kli, nevertheless, what you're doing when it comes to libun is you're removing everything. You're burning everything out. You're burning it out entirely. So Rav Ozner Zatzal says like this. He says, when it comes to if it was hetera bala, so then in such a case, what do you need to do? What you need to do is make sure that the Iser is not going to come back out. But when it comes to Yisura Bala, if you used the utensil for pork, if you used the utensil for chametz, and chametz is Yisura Bala, then the utensil became Aser. Is it that the blios in the kli became Aser? Or the kli became Aser? And he has a ritva that Mamish says it. He has a ritva that says it. So the svara is like this, that when you have a teira bala, so then in such a case, then now it's isur. The kli was that, is this a bad kli? This is not a bad kli. This kli was used for kadshim. There's nothing wrong with the kli. The concern is that there's blios inside of the kli that is going to kick out and is going to, the nosar is going to make other food nosar food. So what do you need to do? You need to get rid of the tam nosar. But when you have something that was used for pork, when you have something that was used for iser, so then in such a case, the kli itself, when it absorbed it, became a kli of pork. If the kli became a kli of pork, so then in such a case, you have to change the identity of the kli. How do you change the identity of the kli? Removing it entirely, or putting it back into the kiln, and that's what does it for the kli. So now we finally have a havana of a beautiful working svara of a teirbal. Again, Rav Soloveitchik used this idea about that you could look at Hechsher Kalim in two ways. One, a pragmatic way and so on, but he said it in the Rambam, and the Rambam has an entirely different shita, this will work for us halacha lemaisa. Yeah?
I understand the lumbus in the chakira, mm-hmm. But mitzvahs wise, even if it's just a kli that's now pork, the only reason why we care if the kli is usher is because of the blios of right. How the blios are going to ask the food. So why do I care if it's the kli right. Is usher or the blio?
Right. And basically the ritva seems to say not that way. And it's in the booklet in front of you. You could see Rav Ozner quotes the ritva. I looked at the ritva and I thought it was quite mukhruf in the ritva. Now the problem is there might be Rishonim that are not like this ritva. But just in terms of, you know, can I prove that this svara, that Rav Yosef Karo held to this svara, and that the Ramah held to this svara, that I can't do, and that Rav Ozner also didn't do. but it is a very logical working pshat to take something that at first glance doesn't seem to make any sense. Yeah.
To go as far as to say that there's a essential problem with the kli, then would you say also you need tefillah at that point? Or
No, you would not need tefillah unless you're buying it from a goy, and that would be a totally different. We're not saying that the kli becomes tameh. We're saying that the kli has an identity of pork, and therefore it requires libun. Yeah.
Does this play into the discussion about whether there's chanan and kalim or not?
Possibly. In other words, the more likely you are to say that it has a certain identity, the more likely, and we alluded to this. I was thinking of this Shevet Alevi one time when I said in Shia when we talked about Hanan by Kalim, as I was thinking about this idea. Yes, there would be overlap. I never said that if you hold this way, you're going to hold this way. But conceptually, there might be overlap. But it's no hechreach that if you hold of one, it's going to have to hold of the other. There's no hechreach for that whatsoever. Good. Is there a hand over here? Okay. So this is what emerges from the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah in Si'iv Dalid. Take a look also at Mishnah Berurah just to solidify what we just said. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Lamed Beis. He says, V'nogin kisvar rishona d'ladina ikar kadas ha-mechaber d'chametz mikri yisura bala v'al kein tzarech libun tov. So what is libun tov? Shut tzotzos nitazim imenu. That it needs to be so hot that sparks are flying off of the metal. Wow. So he says that b'dieved one would have to be machmir, that to treat chametz as isura bala. However, the Mishnah Berurah then says in Sifkat Lamed Beis an important heter that we're going to be using later on. Shibura says, "Achem b'makom hetsim meruba, o minia simchas yamtiv, v'hu eina ben yomo." So you have the Shibura says like this: that if you have something that's eina ben yomo, and you have a case of hetsim meruba or minia simchas yamtiv, then me'eshin shtamish ba'chametz. It's eina ben yomo from when the chametz is used. Yesh lisboch b'di eved al poskim some the chametz mikri hetei rabala. Okay, Rabosei, you have the kolei apsak over here. Kolei Apsaki is that we paskin Isura Bala. However, Bidieved, if you had an Eina Ben Yomo, and you either had a case of Menia Simchas Yomtiv, which, if you ask a woman not to use her oven for all of Yomtiv, I think qualifies as Minias Simchas Yomtiv. So then, in such a case, the halacha is that one could be Meiko. You could be Megul for Hagala, correct. Whatever Hagala is. We're going to discuss ovens by itself, but I will never forget I had a tzedekes in Mishkafayim who had heard that she can't use her oven, and I needed my wife to sort of bring me in. She said, yeah, if I can't use my oven, I'll cook in a toaster. My wife said to me, Chaim, you don't understand what it means to cook in a toaster for a large family and so on. I don't know. What do I know about cooking? So the point is that just b'pshitus, she just had assumed that the most stringent position in regards to ovens, she wasn't going to use her oven. So Baruch Hashem, I spoke it over with my wife, and that to me was definitely. She said she told me she's not going to be able to go out all of Chol HaMoed because it's going to take her 10 times as long to cook in her toaster than it is to cook in. So that would definitely qualify as minias simchas yamtiv. Lamaisa, what to do about ovens, etc. That we'll discuss, mitzvah Hashem. But this comes up. What I'm telling you, the reason I'm mentioning this to you is not to stop and tell you stories, but these things do come up in terms of minias, and stories are not bad either. But minias simchas yamtiv really, really comes up even in the year of 2024. It definitely comes up for many people. Yeah.
And this is also considered
bidyeva? Oh, yeah, that's a good kasha, right? In other words, my case, could you call my case bidyeva? That's what you're asking.
Yeah.
Yeah, in other words, the simple pshat in the Mishnah Berurah is bidyeva means that they already cooked in it and so on. Correct. Yeah, so Mirza Shechel, we'll see. You're 100% right that it might not be a straight up Mishnah Berurah. You're 100% right. Okay. Let's see another application of this and something that that is very lemaisa and very yesodistic. Let's skip for now Sif Hey and go to Sif Vav. To appreciate Sif Vav, let us do the tour and Beis Yosef in Sif Vav. The tour quotes, you know what? The truth is we're doing both Hey and Vav. So the tour in Sif Hey says as follows. V'shenishtamish ben becham in kifi tashmishem kach hachshiram. V'im tashmish b'kli rishon, kagon kach, shemigizim bo b'kderet zarech tashirim b'kli rishon. So the Torah says that if you have something that absorbed it, the chametz in a kli rishon, you don't need to get the iser out on the fire because of kibolo kach polto. And this will be the appropriate usage of the term of kibolo kach polto. And therefore, the Torah says as follows. I'm sorry, I'm going to open up the Torah that I have in front of you because you don't have everything in the booklet over there. The Mechaber continues and he says, Lakach. Lakach kosev Avi Ezri, Shetzarech lahachshir kol ha-koros b'kli rishon l'fisha pa'omim kofnos al-machvis kishiyala'esh. So he says, therefore, if you always have to ask how the Isser was absorbed, then you have ka'aros, you need to do, you need to be makshir all the ka'aros in a kli rishon, because there are times that you put them in a kli rishon. In other words, I might have thought that ka'aros only have to be bukshar in a kli sheni, because most of the time they are not used on as a kli rishon. Says the raviyah, no, there are times that it's used on a kli rishon. Okay. Yes?
Why here are we not applying this rule that because we said Teir Bala, I need just to do Pagala?
Oh, okay. So I think we're heading in a similar direction. Bear with me. Tell me if I've answered your question. Comes along the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef says he doesn't think that most Rishonim agree with this. Take a look. This you have in front of you. The Beis Yosef says, Umash Kos Rabbeinu L'kach Kos Avi Ezri, so the Ravya fits in beautifully with what we learned in Sif Hei. What we learn in Sif Hei is the way which absorbed the Yisr, that's the way you have to get out. So if it absorbed in a Kli Rishon, even though it's more normally used in a Kli Sheni, you have to be Makshir as a Kli in the Kli Rishon. However, it continues the Beis Yosef, Aval Arif Kosav, Perikol Shah, V'hani d'shtamish b'klishen k'gon korzu k'yosebem, k'shodi alai rosum b'klishen shapir domi, k'achem dimer Rambam. These plates he allows to be makshir, not in a kli rishon, even though there are times, that doesn't necessitate to be makshir in a kli rishon, even though there are times they're using a kli rishon. V'taima mishum d'b'kol kli, holchem boyach aroi tashmishoi. So the Rambam and Rif were more makel than this Rav Yah. The Tur decided to ignore the Svardik Gdolim. Us Ashkenazim, when we ignore the Svardik Gdolim, do it at our peril. So the tourists decided to ignore it, and the Rambam and the Rif points out the Beis Yosef. Of course, this is consistent with the style of Psak of the Beis Yosef. He says the Rambam and the Rif were Mekel. So far, so good. Was me Mekel? That you go after Roiv Tashmisha. Zok the Helegim Mechaber, Tofnun Aleph Vav. Call kli halchin boy acharoyv tashmishoy hilchach ka'aros achol pishal pa'am nisham shemem mikli rishon al eish kivan sherov tashmishon hu biiroy shemaora alei mikli rishon kach hu hechsheiron. So you could be mako and follow rov tashmisho. You could be mako and follow rov tashmisho. However, says the Rama, v'yesh machmirim lahaglo ka'aros mikli rishon. Some say no. That's what the Rav Yah said. V'cheinu aminig. So here we have a difference between for Svaradim and Ashkenazim. That for Svaradim they could go after Rov Tashmishoy. For Ashkenazim, it's not enough to go after Rov Tashmishoy. If once it absorbed it that way, then one would have to be machmir. Okay. So Rabbo said this halacha stands in a vacuum. By the way, something a really Gishmaka Hosafa. Chaval Rebben Sion, I didn't share this with you before the Sefer from Rav Nevinsal that you're writing, but I don't know, maybe, I don't think it's been printed anywhere, this Chiddush, it's for the next edition, Emir Tzeshem. when Rav Neven Sal taught me this halacha, Kedarko Bekodesh, he brought a raya to me from the language of the Torah. If you take a look, I photocopied this for you. If you take a look, when we read Parshas Matos, we had... Oh, I didn't realize it was in the booklet. Baruch Hashem was in the booklet. So there, how does the Torah describe in Parshas Matos, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Gimel? It describes, Kol Dovar Asher Yavo Ve'esh, Taviru Ve'esh V'Taher. So the Torah says, Kol Asher Yavo Ve'esh. So what's the Machloikis Rishayim, if you will, that we have, that comes out? How do you understand the word Kol? Do you say Kol means you follow Rov Tashmisha? Or does Kol mean if at any time it absorbed ala esh, automatically then you'll have to do libun? These are two ways of how to understand kol. So Rav Neven Sal, when he taught me this halacha, said to me, that's how the Torah uses, in many cases, according to the Chazal, the word kol. If you take a look in Parshas Mitzayra, in Perek Tetzvav, Pasuk Dalid, kol hamishkav asher yishkav alav azav yitma. Take a look at Rashi, it's in your booklet. Rashi says, kol hamishkav harotui lamishkav. Yachal afilu miyuchad l'mloch acheres, talma loma asher yishkav, asher shachav lo nemer, el asher yishkav. And Rashi repeats himself, when Rashi says, oh, even this Rashi is enough. L'kach yotza zeh, she'omrim lo, amod, v'nasa melachtenu. Rashi says that it's a mishkav, that it's how it's normally used. How it's normally used, that is defined of whether it is a mishkav. And that's a famous term that's used in Taharas, a famous expression. Amod v'nasa melachtenu. Amod v'nasa melachtenu is that the kli is defined how it is normally used. And what's the expression that the Torah uses? Kol ha-mishkav. So it's not that it is at times used on mishkav. It's how it is generally used. Kol doesn't mean as it is sometimes used or as it has been used, but how it is generally used. So that is exactly the way in which the Rishonim, the Rambam, and the Rif are learning the din of Rov Tashmisho. And it's the same term that the Torah used in regards to Hechsher Kelim. Kol Asher Yavo Ba'esh. So from Kol HaMishkav, we see a raya to those Rishonim who follow Rov Tashmisho. It's a brilliant raya. You need to know the Psukim really, really well. And you have to know all the drushos of Chazal, a beautiful usage of it. Okay, so that's in regards to Rav Neven Sal's raya to those Rishonim for Rov Tashmisho with the drushos of Chazal in both places. Nachzor lahalacha, let's put this sugya on the side for a moment. And let's go to our third sugya for today. So what was our three sugyas that we're doing? Number one, the first sugya that we had done was how do we paskin hetera bali sura bala? That was Sif Dalid. Si'ifim hey and vav was a sugya of Rov Tashmisho. Now let's go to a Si'if Gimel and let's discuss the Alach of Knives. So that's Roman numeral 3, which is going to connect to both Roman numeral 2 and Roman numeral 1. Yes, Nisana.
Gala and the Klisheni, it needs to be Raseach, the water.
Yes. But the water always has to be Raseach when you do Hagala, but how far removed from the fire? That will be the question. Says the Holy Mechaber, Sakinim, Magila b'kli rishon mutarin, that knives, you could be Magil in a kli rishon, and it's mutar. Ukli rishon, what is kli rishon? Nikra shirticha bo mayim al esh. You have water that's been heated up on the fire. Afilu eino ata ala esh, raksho denu raseach. As long as it's still hot, then it's going to be okay. It has to have been heated up on the fire. Important halacha, the Mechaber continues, v'kaidem ha'agola, sarich l'shufam yafet, but prior to agola, you need to rub them well, b'mashchezes o b'rechayim l'havir kol chaluda shabem kol nachsheiram, because the concern is that if the rust is going to be there, it's going to prevent all of the iser from coming out. Hilkach im yesh bo gumos vein yochel en akosa yafa eino magilo eino mo'olo hagala. So you can't do hagala on those things that you have difficulty. There are crevices and so on, and you're not sure that you're going to be able to clean it, or there's rust which is going to prevent you from cleaning it well. So then, in such a case, the halacha is that you're going to be stuck. Unless you're able to find a way into those crevices. And therefore, v'tzarech libun b'makom agumos. Therefore, you're going to need to do libun in the place of the gumos. Concludes the Ramah. Again, this is Roman numeral 3. We're going to see how it's connected to the 2 and 1 shortly. But now let's just learn Roman numeral 3 for the lishma to understand the halachos of sakin. And this is an important thing that many of you, if you've gone to centers that are Haggalah and Haggalah's Kalim before Pesach, many of you might have had the experience that you were turned away with knives with handles. So that's based on this Ramah. V'hanodin shel sakinim ein lo takana b'Haggalah v'os l'hachnis ba'asakin b'Pesach. The Ramah quotes the Ma'aril that based on the above, that if you have areas that are crevices where there's food that could get stuck inside, there's things that get stuck that you have no solution. So therefore, we have a few comments of the Mishneh Brura that are lemaisa, just in terms of practical things in terms of Haggalah. Mishneh Brura in Sifkatin Chav Gimel says, "Imiyesh pel gumos umitam ze eskimu achronim ta'asakin sha'kosa shalom mechubar v'nismarim ktanim eimo lo Haggalah." Number one, if you have a utensil that's attached with different parts, then it's hard to do Haggalah on it. Kiyesh gubos harbim mekom ha'mismarim. In Ramat Beit Shemesh, they're very machmir for this. They will not do tvilas kelim, hechsher kelim, excuse me. They will not do Haggalah on any utensils that have parts to it. That means every single handle and so on that is screwed in has to be removed. You have to unscrew all of those things because they're choshesh that in between those conjunctions, there are things that are stuck. And if you have a little bit of mamashos, then the Haggalah doesn't work at all. So that's, there are many, that's what seems to emerge from this Mishneh Brura. Kiyesh gumos harbe makom ha-mismarim, ve'in tzarech lomer im guf beis hayad nasa mishnei chalakim medubakim, ve'yesh revach ma'peinem, if you have things that are attached, you have to be machmer, shal pia rov, yev shal enakir sham heitev. I think the one thing you have to be careful is that if there are people who can't afford it and can't afford new utensils, then each thing then has to be assessed separately. Maybe there is nothing stuck inside. But again, what we learned now is if you have things that are attached, then you're going to have a problem doing Haggalah, as well as knives. They generally don't do Haggalah when the knife... What are those knives? I just remembered it. There was another time I was trying to remember the name. I think they're called Lennox knives. I'm a rat in here. So talking about someone who doesn't know the difference between cooking in an oven and cooking in a toaster. Someone. There are knives that you have, the plastic hand that they have, the finest knives today, if I'm not mistaken, are the ones, like when you cut a vegetable or fruit last, the odds are you cut it with a knife with a plastic handle. Those knives are a question of whether you could kasher it. Thank you. Here we go. Yeah, that's what I was referring to. See my bikis. So those knives are going to be a problem because those knives are made of different parts. So generally we try not to be magil. Those knives have different parts because of the concern that we have over here. Okay, that was Roman numeral 3. And now, after these details of these halachas, I'm going to show you how this halacha is also connected to Roman numeral 2 and 1. Yes?
For those knives, you're not cutting with that part of the knife. The handle is not...
Hafal PK. Right, no, but the chshash goes like this. The chshash is that you're going to be cutting... hot matzah bread, right? And it's going to come all the way up to the handle. And that area in the handle was not kashered, and still has blios of chametz inside. Either it has mamashos of chametz, or you never got to truly being masher it. And our concern is that the food will somehow come in contact with it. Also with chametzos of chamkulo, maybe then even it could, when it's reheated, that it could reawaken it. Either way, that's this din. Oh, okay. Now, it comes along the Mishneh Brura in Sifkatan Yutes, and the Mishneh Brura says, however, he says, sakinim. How do you use sakinim, Rabbosai? So, So my son, my youngest son, loves to barbecue. So our knives at times have been used over barbecue. And let's assume for a moment that we barbecue also chametz. So then what, how our sakinim in my house, what would we need to do? What would you say? Libun or agala?
Was it mamish on the fire?
It's mamish on the fire. And mamish on the barbecue. You would need to do libun. So, but what did the Mechaber say? That's the connection between Roman numeral 3 and Roman numeral 2. Says the Mechaber, sakinim magila b'kli rishon mutarim. It's enough to be magil. So what's going to be the answer? The answer, no. Not yet. A simpler Rav Tashmishan. You're not wrong, but within the Mechaber, you're logical, but the Mechaber, we don't need to say that Ben-Sion. All we need to say is that Rav Tashmishan. The Mechaber is going up Pia Shita that holds Rav Tashmisho is enough. The only thing is, what did we learn in Roman numeral 2? That the Ramah is Machmer Rav Tashmishan. Even though Rav Nevinzal will argue that the Pashas of Tanakh is like the Mechaber, but nevertheless, once the Ramah has a Minug, Minhagim trump the Pashtus of Tanakh and the Midrashim of Chazal. Once there's a minig, that's what the minig, particularly for Pesach. So how do we navigate all this? So thankfully we have a Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Yutes, Sakinim, Bein Gdolim u Bein Ktanim, Afim Nishan Shem Chantz Bechamin Kol Hashan, Dai Ba'gol Pesach. Da'af, Al-Pisha Sakinim, Ablu Mishar Yisurim, Pasach HaShulchan Aruch, B'Yaradeya, Kufchaf Aleph. Oh, we need to have our Yaradeya. We can't close your Yaradeya. What did we learn in Kufchaf Aleph in Yaradeya? Let's open it up again. In Yaradeya, we learned Halokeach Kelim Yishon Min Ha'akum Kederech Shein Shtamish Bem Ha'akum Kachu Ech Sheiron. The way in which the guy used it, that's how you have to be machshir. That means if the guy used it for a barbecue, what did we learn in Kufchaf Aleph Aleph? You need to use it. You need to be machshir it. With Libun. Why? Well, that's Isura Bala, right? So that, okay. So Mechaber Paskin over there, that went, and it makes sense. That if it was a barbecue, then you need it that way. So it said, Frek, the Mishnah Berurah, Shetzar Chalamon, V'hachi, Kivin Shiyesh Om, Shafil, Ken, Bul, Mechon, Tzaydei, Or, Belvad, Ein, Srichem, El, HaGola. Oh, so who's that? That's Ben-Zion's Pshat. Ben-Zion's Pshat that says that could be that you could be Mekel, that we follow it as a heterobol. The gam kama posu satayim elam dim kelim ablum al yideya or va'af im mishtamish bo al yideya or mikom okum rov tashmir shalo al yideya eish as lim basa rov. So Ben Sion is right and Eitan is right. The Mishnah Berurah has bitseiruf both svaras. Then number one, you could say heterobola. Number two, you could say rov tashmishan. Now, I preferred Eitan Pshat, even though Mishnah Berurah says both of them, because the Shulchan Aruch himself paskin Isura Bala, but he paskin a Rov Tashmisha. L'ficha chitil l'chatkal idei agala, mikol mokum misha efshalo mitzum min amufka shikne chadoshim l'pesach. So first there is, and you might have heard this, that someone might tell you that it's not l'chatkila to do hagala, because there is achronim that say that there's a mitzum min amufka to buy new kelim for Pesach. But of course, if there's a significant expense, then that does not apply. Oh, cost just a second, Avi. The sakinim ablu mishari surim after lechatchil tzarich labam kamokum b'di'evim higol tashman b'chamin eina asur b'di'evid. We're going to be makel. Okay, so Rabosai, just to review, and then I'll take your questions. We started off with the sugya of hetera bala sura bala. Then we went on to the sugya of rov tashmisho. To summarize, the Mechaber Paskin Isura Bala, and then the Ramah said that there are those who are Mekel for a Teira Bala. When it came to Rov Tashmisha, the Mechaber Paskin straight up, that we can follow Rov Tashmisha. Then the Ramah said, but the Rav Yoh is Machmir. And then finally, it all hits the fan, if you will, in Sif Gimel, when it comes to Sakinim. So there we have an application of both, number one, that there is a Teira Bala, number two, that the Mechaber is Mekel Rov Tashmisha. And even the Mishnah Berurah, who clearly will follow the Ramah, who's machmir lechatchila when it comes to knives, that if you used it al gabe or eish, then in such a case you would have to be machmir if you had something that was sometimes used by eish. But when it comes to sakinim, here he surprises us and he says that you could be mitzareif both things. Number one, rov tashmisho. Number two, eter bala, even though the mashmosav was that the ramah would be machmir for both of them. But if you have two chumras, so then in such a case, lechat b'di'eved, he's going to be mekel. Of course, lechatchila would seem to me the Mishnah Berurah would say that one should do hagala if it's easy, but if there's any type of difficulty, you could definitely do hagala. And then he also said that there is a mitzvah min ha-mufkar to buy kelim chadashim for Pesach. Avi.
Knives that have like
plastic
things
in
it. Yes. I think most of them, I mean, I'm sure some of them have like actual holes.
Right.
But I think most knives, there's not actually any space.
There's no space. So I think we would have to look at everything separately. I think you would have to be sure that there's no place for it to be trapped. Kimdumani, that there are many who don't, who are not machshir in such a case. I lechatchila would recommend not to, and it's a beferish of Mishnah Berurah that knives with parts you should not be machshir, unless one's going to argue that the metzius is a little bit different than the metzius that the Mishnah Berurah is describing. But lechatchila probably one should not be machshir. Yes, Eitan.
The calculation of Rosh Hashanah, is that If chametz is if use for chametz is yisura bala, would I calculate only rosh hashanah when it's the yisura bala, or do I take into account also that how I use it in a terah? Meaning, is it if I use it 100 times, but only 50 of those times were with chametz?
So that's not going to be relevant in Hilchos Pesach. You're asking for.
No,
for Hagot, no, in Hilchos Pesach, we have to be machriya, whether it's Yisura Bala or Atera Bala. Oh, you mean whether you don't use it for chametz at all? Is that what you're bothered by?
If the calculation based on the total times that I've used it?
Versus? Or total times you used it for also with not chametz?
Yeah.
Is that, so you're asking, what you're asking is that when it comes to chametz on Pesach, there, it could very well be that you also don't even use it for chametz many times. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. So if I only use it for chametz on the grill, then I would.
It's a nice question. It's a nice question. I do recall Achronim discussing it a while ago, and I don't remember what they said. Bli Nedar, I'll try to get back to you. I think the assumption is that it is for how you use it for chametz. That's. It's going to be Rov Tashmisha when you use it for chametz,
so
as opposed to
the grill. Why wouldn't I need
leibel? We didn't talk about kashrut. We didn't talk about grill. I only spoke about knife.
The knife
I generally don't use on the grill.
One generally doesn't use it with chametz at all. Times I use it.
No, I use it for chametz. I just don't use it for. I don't use it on the grill. That's the case. I think what we said is fine outside of your shayla. Your shayla is a good shayla, but I don't think it's totally in that. Most of the time, I don't use it for chametz on the grill. Every once in a while, I do use it for chametz to cut pasta and so on and so forth. But so that that might very well be Rov Tashmisha. Okay, Rabosai, I know it's late, but let me just finish with a very simple, straightforward topic that is still in this Mishnah Berurah. Normally, I would stop. But it's late in the Zman, and it's in this Mishnah Berurah. So let's go through it. It's very straightforward. And this is very, very common lahalacha. The Mishnah Berurah says, Od kasvu, the sakinim abluim mishar isurim, after lechatchil tzarech labnam. Okay, this is not, I want to discuss the next line. The sakinim, two lines from the bottom. Sakinim abluim mibasa lechalav, dai bahagola. Acha olam nogu iser bazed. So this comes up. Kashering from milchiks to fleshiks. So Mishnah Berurah says that the halacha is that even though really technically all you need to do is hagala, why? Because even if you did it on the barbecue, at the end of the day, that's called hetera bala. So all you need to do is hagala. Nevertheless, there is an iser that goes back generations from the Magen Avram, and we have this later on in this volume in Siman Tav Kuf Tes. That the halacha is that you can't kasher. So this comes up a lot of times in Hagala. You're not supposed to kasher from milchiks to fleshiks. However, I made a list of 8 exceptions to this rule.
What's the reason why you can't?
That it was a gzeira, that they were afraid that people were going to go back and forth and back and forth. and they wouldn't do it properly. So that's what it's a late gezeira. It's as far as I know, it's not found in the Rishonim. It's found in the Magen Avram. That's the earliest source I'm aware of. So it's a late gezeira. A bunch of exceptions. I think maybe seven exceptions. First of all, there are mekoros that if there's a real tzorech, then in such a case it's mutter. For example, if you're not doing it for yourself, but you want to sell it, in such a case, it would be mutter. That I heard from Rav Miller Shlita, and I afterwards found it in the Chuvas of Nassan Gestetner, Chaus and Chuvas Lahoris Nassan, Chelik Aleph Simin Lamed Hey. So this comes up. I think Rav Miller might have given this example towards the end of the year. A person has his, what they call over here in the Grus, their package, right? So their package. So let's say you had Fleishik stuff, and you want to sell it, but you want to advertise that it's pirate. So Rav Miller said that in such a case, you'd be able to kasher it. If you want to kasher, then in such a case, it's not kashering for milchiks and fleishiks. You're kashering to be able to sell. So in such a case, that would be mutter. That would be exception number one. Exception number two, if you flip ahead in your Mishnah Berurah Chelek Heis, in Simin Tov Kuf Tes, Sif Chef Hei, a suggestion, that's a very interesting suggestion from the Prima Gadim, to make it treif. That if you make a treif, you have something milchix, then you make a treif, then you can kasher it. Which is very, very interesting. That in a way, I would have thought, I find this very mechudash. I would have thought it's playing with fire more to make a treif and then to kasher it. It's kanirash alov. Kanirash, that's not aim of at. You're expunging this, or it's not bittel. So then that would be okay. So that's a Prima Gadim. Check up, don't take my word for it. It's a Mishnah Berurah. Taf Kuf Tes, Sif Katan, Chaf. Hey, another suggestion that's given is waiting 12 months. There are shitas that hold that the tam is entirely pogum after 12 months. So that's quoted the Chuvas Marasham, who in both his Chuvas, Chelik Beisim and Reish Mem Aleph, as well as in his Sefer Das Teira, Tafnun Aleph Tes Vav, the Marasham says that after waiting for 12 months, you'd be allowed to do it as well. That's exception number three. Exception number four is you could kasher it, use it for pariv, and then use it for milchix. So it would be a harama that you're using it for pariv once, and that would not be kashering it from fleishix to milchix. Mishnah Berurah by us has exception number five. Take a look on the bottom of the page. With Kasa B'chus Sam Seifer, Dehecha Dehagil Etzorach Pesach, so let's say you have chametz tikka milchix and you want to use it for Pesach. You could do hagala in a case of where, or hagala or libun, whatever is required, and then you could switch from the opposite min. That would also be acceptable exception. That was exception number five. I asked Mori Virabi of Nevinsal whether if a person needed it, it wasn't just convenient. There was a tzorech. In other words, he's not doing it that he's being lazy to have one kli, but he can't find that kli. He can no longer buy that kli, and he needs that kli now for fleishiks and once upon a time for milchiks. Reb Nevinsal said yacholiyot that would be mutter, and I thought that there might be a prima gadim in Eish Al Avram Tafnun Beis Yud Gimel that might be saying that ayin shum. Yes, that in the Eish Al Avram. I wonder if that's where I got it from. Shasatchak, very good. Okay, Yafemod. Thank you. Finally, in the Sefer Akashras from Refuks, he has, what happens if you have a parva kli? One of the dearest things to a woman is her parva utensils, and you, the husband, messed up, and you, by mistake, spilled fleishiks onto the parva kli. So then, in such a case, you could comfort her by saying, not only am I allowed to kasher it back to pariv, but halacha is that if it happened by mistake, that you could even kasher it from fleishiks to milchiks. In other words, if it was a mistake that happened, the Sefer HaKasher says that would be mutter. Finally, if you're only kashering because of a suffek, so then in such a case, the halacha would be that you could be mekel. If you're not sure if it was milchiks or pariv, then if you're kashering it, you'd be able to kasher it and use it then for fleishiks. The only time we have the Chumrah of the Magen Avram is if you know for sure that it was milchik tikeko. But if you're mesupak, in such a case, you could be mekel. Some of these nafkaminas over some of these heterim overlap, but these are a list of 8 exceptions to this late rule of the Magen Avraham. Mirtz Hashem, next time we will continue in Yomar Mekomos. You have Kli Sheni, that was Mishtamish Bo Iser. Other halachos of Blias Hametz, Mirtz Hashem will pick up with next time. It's a good feeling to be already in Hagolas Pesach. We've been waiting for a while to be entirely in. Yeah?
If you're buying, you're not selling the package, you're buying the Rosh Kalim, and you find out in Israel, you're there.
So the Chura, that might be...